Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Odyssey Sports Station. It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning and late night bus drivers out there getting the people from home to work and getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my first responders out there. Shout out to all my food, late night, early morning food industry workers serving up some good nourishment early this morning. Appreciate you. Shout out to all my early morning and late night hospital workers getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. All my front loading and rear loading truck drivers out there putting in some work. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. We are less than a week away from the NFL draft. And Dane Brugler, he is a NFL draft analyst for The Athletic, friend of the station as well. He put out a full seven-round mock draft, and I want to bring that to you all this morning. So we'll go through all the picks, and he gave reasoning for a couple of the Falcons picks. We'll get into those as well and let's hear from those, and we'll react to it. So here we go. First, the eighth overall pick. He has the Falcons drafting, you guessed it, Dallas Turner, edge rusher, Alabama. So he says this about the pick. There's a good chance we see something this year that has happened just once, and it was in 2021, in the Super Bowl era. No defensive players selected in the first seven picks of the draft. If that comes to fruition, the Falcons will have their choice of the top defensive player on their board at number eight, and I don't think many people will be surprised if that is Turner. So that's why he has Dallas Turner going to the Falcons. And look, it does seem like at this point that Dallas Turner will be there for the taking, and any of the defensive players in the NFL draft will be there for the Falcons taking at eight because, again, you have to think, in whatever way, in whatever order they go in, you have to think it's going to be Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, or Drake May at two, and then whoever doesn't get taken at two is going to be taken at three, you would think. The Cardinals probably going to take Marvin Harrison Jr. at four. Either another wide receiver possibly or another quarterback going to get taken at five. Either the Chargers are going to keep that pick and probably take a receiver in Rome Odunze or Malik Nabers. Then, and if they trade out of that pick and say the Vikings trade up there, you have to think the Vikings obviously are trading up to get a quarterback, to get a J.J. McCarthy or somebody like that. But again, if the Chargers stay, they'll be drafting a quarterback at six. The Giants are going to be taking themselves a wide receiver most likely. So whoever is left between Rome Odunze and Malik Nabers, or if they're both there, they'll take their choice. At seven, it seems like the Tennessee Titans are pretty set on taking Joe Alt. Now, maybe they end up being a little bit of a wild card. We'll see. The Giants could be a little bit of a wild card maybe as well, but they're probably going to take a wide receiver, get Daniel Jones some help, get some more weapons, of course, after losing Saquon Barkley in free agency. And then at eight, the Falcons, if they want to go defense, they'll have their pick of the litter. Whether they want to go cornerback, whether they want to go edge, they can pick whoever they think is best, because they'll all be there as far as defensive players go. So Falcons could be in a really good position if they want to go ahead and address the needs that they have at defense, because the best player defensively will be there. Whoever they think that is, they'll be there for the taking. So there you have it. So that is at eight. Dane Brugler has the Falcons getting Dallas Turner. Now, second round pick. Interesting. A name we haven't really heard before. 43rd overall pick, he has the Falcons taking Mike Hall, the defensive tackle out of Ohio State. And look, you can never have too many guys in the trenches ready to go. You can never have too many guys that can make an impact on sacking the quarterback or sacking the quarterback. So I am all for if the Falcons want to get themselves a defensive tackle with the 43rd overall pick. I will have no qualms about that. Because, again, you can never have too many guys in the trenches. And we don't know. We hope Grady Jarrett maybe is ready to come back for the start of the season. But we don't know if he's going to be ready to start the season. So you're going to have guys there that are going to be ready to go. And Mike Hall could be one of those guys in that defensive line rotation for the Falcons. Obviously, you're going to have David Onyemata. You're going to have Kentavious Street. You're going to have Taquan Graham. And you're going to maybe have Eddie Goldman. Maybe. We'll see if he decides to actually not retire during training camp again. But anywho, You do. You will need some more guys, and you'll need some more help on that defensive line for sure. And you can never have too many guys in the trenches. So I like it. My call out of Ohio State again, the D tackle. Dane Brugler has him going to the Falcons in the second round with the 43rd overall pick. Now, this is a guy who may not be there when we talk about the Falcons' first third-round pick at 74 overall. This is a guy that, again, may not be there, but we'll see. But with the 74th overall pick, again, in the third round, Dane Brugler has the Georgia cornerback Kamari Lassiter mocked to the Falcons, which, again, I will be totally fine with, but there is a chance that he could be gone. I'm not sure because some mock drafts have him going in the second round. So not sure if he'll be there, but if he is, you got to think that's really good value for a guy like Kamari Lassiter. If you get him at 74 overall, I mean, you have to feel pretty good about getting that guy there. And again, you could get that help that you need at the opposite corner position next to A.J. Terrell or on across from A.J. Terrell. So cornerback is an obvious need for the Falcons. And if you can get a guy like Kamari Lassiter in the third round, I think that's pretty good value for what you're getting there at that spot. So Kamari Lassiter, he has going 74th overall, again, to the Falcons, the cornerback out of Georgia. And it'd be good to have a draft some more Georgia guys. It'll be a second year in a row if they get Kamari Lassiter, maybe a Lat McConkey in the second round, or whoever. It'll be second year in a row they done drafted a Georgia player. Because they drafted two last year. Now, those guys in Javon Gwynn and, oh, man, the tight end that we drafted last year, his name escapes me. I'll think of it in a second. But, anywho, they drafted two last year, and so we'll see if they end up drafting some more this year. Anywho, moving on, the Falcons have, again, like I mentioned earlier, two third-round picks because of the Calvin Ridley trade. Obviously, that they didn't sign Calvin Ridley to a long-term deal, so it didn't become a second-round pick, but it is a third-round pick, which, again, you can still get high quality from the third round. So that pick from Jacksonville also gives them the 79th overall pick. And with the 79th overall pick, Dane Brugler has the Falcons addressing the wide receiver position in drafting Devontae Walker, the wide receiver out of North Carolina. And look, like I said yesterday, I said the day before that, I've been saying it, the Falcons will at some point draft a wide receiver. The question is, where are they going to draft a wide receiver at? What round is it going to be? And it depends on who's available when. It depends on who they're going to be able to get. Like I said, if a Lat McConkey is available in the second round, do they go after a guy like that? Heck, if a Rome Odunze or Malik Nabers falls to them at 8, would they pull the trigger on one of those guys? That I think that is still up for debate, and I think it's still a question. So I think it just depends on, for the Falcons, a lot of it depends on as far as when they draft a wide receiver is who's available where. Is Rome Odunze and Malik Nabers available at 8? Is Lat McConkey available at 43? So I think that depends on a lot of it. But he does have, again, Devontae Walker going to the Falcons with the 79th overall pick, the Falcons' second third-round pick in the draft. Moving on to the fourth round pick, we are going through Dane Brugler's mock draft. By the way, his full seven round mock draft. You're just joining us here on the Hometown Take. Happy Friday to you. But moving on to the fourth round, the 109th overall pick for the Falcons, Dane Brugler has Delmar Glaze, the offensive tackle slash guard out of Maryland, going to the Falcons again with the 109th overall pick, their fourth round pick. So look, offensive line, you can never have too many guys ready to go in the trenches. And this could be interesting because, again, you did re-sign Caleb McGarry, but there is an out after this year. And I'm not sure whether or not, you know, a guy like Delmar Glaze would be ready to hop in and start right away after one season. But maybe he is, and, you know, maybe he could give – the Falcons, again, if they wanted to get out from underneath that Caleb McGarry contract for whatever reason, they would have the opportunity to do so. So we'll see. But, again, you can never have too many guys at the offensive line position. That is a position they probably should get slightly deeper on. They do have Storm Norton, who they re-signed this offseason, who, you know, has done a good job filling in at that swing tackle position. And again, you obviously drafted Matthew Bergeron last draft, and he looks like he could be a mainstay at left guard and maybe even could go to left tackle whenever Jake Matthews is ready to call it a career or the Falcons move on. Not to say that the Falcons are planning to move on from Jake Matthews, but just saying Bergeron could be a guy who ends up moving over to left tackle if and when, again, Jake Matthews decides to retire or if the Falcons decide to move on from him. And then maybe a guy like if they draft Delmar Glaze in the fourth round, by the time Jake Matthews is ready to call it a career, then maybe they can slide Matthew Bergeron over to left tackle and put in Delmar Glaze at guard. Who knows? Anywho, that's all speculation. But in this fourth round of this full seven-round mock draft from Dane Brugler, he has the Falcons drafting Delmar Glaze again, offensive tackle slash guard out of Maryland. So he could be a swing tackle, kind of Swiss Army knife at the offensive line position. Okay, a couple more minutes here. Let me get through these last two picks because the Falcons don't have a seventh-round pick. They have a fifth-round and a sixth-round pick. Fifth-round, Dane Brugler has the Falcons drafting another Georgia boy. You know this name as well. With the 143rd overall pick again in the fifth round, he has the Falcons drafting Tyke Smith, the safety out of Georgia, which isn't a huge position of need right now for the Falcons, but it is a little bit of a need because, you know, obviously Jesse Bates is fine right now, and, you know, Jesse Bates is one of your mainstays at safety for sure, but that other safety position, you know, is it Richie Grant? Is it somebody else? Like who's going to be who's going to be at that other safety position for the Falcons? Is it DeMarco Helms? Like who's it going to be? So this maybe can, you know, give them at least maybe an option as far as safety goes. Now again, I don't think he'd be asked to come in and start right away because him being a fifth round pick. But it gives them another option, give them some depth at safety perhaps. So, fifth round. And again, another good story because, again, you love to see the Falcons drafting Georgia players. But fifth round pick, he has the Falcons drafting Tyke Smith, the safety out of Georgia, with the 143rd overall pick. And last but certainly not least, the Falcons sixth round pick at 187th overall, he has them drafting Rasheen Ali, running back out of Marshall. Dane Brugler did give a little bit of insight on this pick. He said the Falcons have a terrific 1-2 backfield combination in Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier, but Ali would be an outstanding addition because of his big play potential when given space to operate. So could be that change of pace lightning back. Obviously, Bijan Robinson is kind of a do-it-all guy. Tyler Algier, more of a short yardage, tough yardage type of dude, even though he's got some speed. He's going to catch the balls out of backfield. And then, you know, you could have a more of a scat back maybe in a guy like Rasheen Ali. So I'm all for it. So as with that, and actually the Falcons have 2 6-round picks. The last one, interesting, real quick, 197th overall pick. And they got this from the Cleveland Browns for the Deion Jones trade. If you remember, he has the Falcons drafting quarterback Joe Milton out of Tennessee. Maybe a flyer on a guy who, there has been rumors about him maybe changing his position to tight end, but the Falcons are drafting him in the sixth round. Yeah, I think, you know, they'll at least give him a tryout at quarterback. So that's interesting there as well. Joe Milton could be one of those guys that maybe has a diamond in the rough, a lot of upside to him. So interesting stuff here from Dane Brugler. That was his full seven-round mock draft. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, let's get into the NBA a little bit because the play-in tournament wraps up tonight for both the East and West, and the playoff matchups will be set after tonight. But I want to dive into some of these playoff matchups a little bit deeper and talk about these last two play-in tournament matchups as well. So we'll do that next, talking all things NBA playoffs right after this on a Friday on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders out here protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out here giving the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need, working around the clock. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up some good nourishment early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night, front and rear loading truck drivers out there riding around and getting it, putting in some good work. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Okay, the NBA playoffs right around the corner, but the NBA play-in tournament does close out tonight. And I actually believe after today, yeah, the first round of the NBA playoffs start tomorrow. So be a fun-filled day, and I know exactly what I'll be doing all day tomorrow, and that is after I got a haircut at 11 a.m. tomorrow. First game starts at 1. I'll be getting home right around then. I'll have a fresh haircut. I'll have some nourishment. I'll have some food. And you know what? I might even pull me a little drink. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, get to watching some good NBA basketball. That's what I'm feeling tomorrow. Anywho, tonight, the play-in tournament will finish up. It is going to be the Miami Heat hosting the Chicago Bulls, who we all know the Bulls just beat the Hawks in the play-in tournament. But we don't have to open up that wound again too soon, too soon. So the Bulls and the Heat will start things off tonight at 7 p.m. The Kings and the Pelicans are going to be after that at 9:30. Now, Hawks fans, this game between the Kings and the Pelicans does affect the Hawks. I'm sure you all have heard by now, but if not, I'll go ahead and give you the 4-1-1. If the Kings win tonight, the Hawks get their first round pick, and it is not lottery protected, so it has a chance, I believe, to, well, I have to double check that. I don't know if it's lottery protected or not. I don't think it is, but the Hawks could have a chance to get the Kings first round pick if they win tonight. Oh, because it is lottery protected, and if they don't win, then their pick is still be in the lottery. So their pick is lottery protected, but if they get it tonight, then they won't be in the lottery, so the Hawks will get it. That's how it is. So if the Kings win, we're rooting for the Kings, we get their first round pick, and right about now, we need all we can get as far as draft capital, assets, we need everything to hopefully turn this Hawks roster around sooner rather than later. But Bulls and Heat tonight at 7, Kings and Pelicans tonight at 9:30. Real quick to give you my take on these games, I think it's going to be the Miami Heat. Now, Jimmy Butler is out tonight, so that could hurt. If you get a big game like you did from Kobe White, who dropped a career-high 42 against us, you get DeMar DeRozan being DeMar DeRozan, it could be a problem for the Chicago Bulls. Now, I do think Tyler Hero is going to have to step up big in this game. Bam is obviously going to have to step up big in this game. So you're going to need those guys to really carry the load for Miami. And if you get big nights from Bam, and especially if you get a big night from Tyler, because Tyler is that guy who can create his own shot. He can score on all three levels. Like, you really need Tyler Hero to step up if you're the Miami Heat. Now, I have to go back. I'm going to see what Tyler did against the 76ers, because I don't think he had that. Oh, he had a solid game. He had 25 points, 9 of 27 from the field, 4 of 14 from 3. He's going to have to shoot better, because 25 points on 27 shots, not good. Not good at all. So he'll need a better shooting night, but if you can get good production from Tyler Hero, from Bam, then they should still be able to beat the Bulls. I think bench-wise, I think the Miami's bench is a little bit better. You got Kevin Love, he'll come off the bench. DeLon Wright, former Atlanta Hawk, he'll come off the bench. Jaime Jaquez, he'll be coming off the bench. He had a good night against Philly on Wednesday. He had 15 points, 6 of 11 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. So if you get good shooting again from Kevin Love and you get a good night from Jaime Jaquez, he'll be good. That'll be good for their bench. And if you get, you know, solid scoring from Tyler Hero and Bam, and you get Caleb Martin to knock down some threes, play some good defense, I think that'll be good. So I wonder who's going to come in for Jimmy. I have to think maybe – I wonder who's going to start in place of Jimmy. I have to think maybe they maybe put in DeLon Wright to let him be the point guard, let Tyler Hero be the shooting guard, and just move Caleb Martin to the small forward position, Bam play center, and they'll let Jovic play power forward. I have to think that that's what their starting lineup is going to be. But again, for Miami, big nights from Bam and Tyler, and you need good bench production from at least Kevin Love and Jaime Jaquez. So we'll see what ends up happening. But I do still like the Heat in that game. Again, I don't know if Kobe White's going to be able to ball out the way he did. But if he does, and DeMar DeRozan does DeMar things, and Vucevic is Vucevic too, The Bulls could compete. This could be a good one because Vucevic and Bam kind of cancel each other out. The same type of player. Obviously, Bam is a little bit more athletic in my mind, but they'll kind of cancel each other out. So it'll be a very interesting matchup with Jimmy Butler out. With Jimmy Butler in, then I would definitely have the Bulls. But with Jimmy Butler out, it's going to be interesting. I'm wondering, too, who's going to end up guarding DeMar. I'm guessing it's probably going to be Caleb Martin. So that it's going to be an interesting matchup. So the Bulls with Jimmy out, that's a big break. And the Bulls could just sneak their way in with Jimmy out tonight. So we'll see how that one shapes out. Between Kings and Pelicans, this is an interesting one, too. I feel like this could really go either way. I like the Pelicans, but I have to check if Zion, I'm going to check real quick if Zion is playing because I know he tweaked his nose. Zion is out. So Zion is not playing. Kevin Huerter is out for the season. Malik Monk is out. So they're missing two big shooters. But with Zion out, he had been playing pretty well. But we know the Pelicans can do their thing without Zion. Brandon Ingram, he's going to have to show up. He did not have a very good game against the Los Angeles Lakers. B.I. against the Lakers only had 11 points. He was 4-12 from the field, 1-1 from three, and he wasn't even in the last few minutes, the final moments of the game. So they'll need a way better game from B.I., especially with Zion out, because Zion dropped 40 in the game against the Lakers. Herb Jones, Trey Murphy III is probably going to step in the starting lineup with Zion out. He'll have to be big, or they might put Larry Nance Jr. in and keep Trey Murphy in on the bench to keep their keep some bench power for them, keep a heavy hitter on the bench. But CJ's obviously going to have to be big for New Orleans now. Brandon Ingram, like I said, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, Valanciunas have to do his thing in the post as well against Sabonis. So it'll be an interesting matchup. But De'Aaron Fox, Sabonis, see if they can get the job done. Keegan Murray had himself a pretty nice night against the Warriors when they beat the Warriors on Tuesday. So I think this could really go either way. To me, it's going to come down between really who's going to hit more shots. And this is kind of cliche, but it's going to really come down to kind of the others. I mean, you hear Shaq and Charles Barkley talk about the others all the time, but, you know, Keegan Murray, is he going to be able to hit threes at the same clip he was on Tuesday? Herb Jones, Trey Murphy III, how are they going to hit three? Jose Alvarado, what kind of defense is he going to be able to provide off the bench? Or is he going to be on De'Aaron Fox a lot? So those are some big matchups that I would watch out for in this game. But I think it'll be very, very entertaining. So should be two intriguing matchups. Because of injury, because if Zion was in, I would probably give the edge to New Orleans. But again, with Zion out, the Kings got themselves a chance to slide in here. And the winner of this game will take on OKC on the West. For the East, the winner is going to take on the Boston Celtics. Now, like I said, first round starts tomorrow. You'll have the Magic and Cavaliers at 1 p.m., you have the Suns and Timberwolves at 3:30 p.m., 76ers and Knicks at 6 p.m., and then Lakers and Nuggets at 8:30 p.m., obviously all game ones. And as far as the Magic Cavaliers 4-5 matchup goes, I like Cleveland. I think they just have a little bit more firepower. I think they have a little bit more, obviously, experience as far as postseason goes, because this is the Magic's first run in the postseason, and Paolo Banchero, he's been balling out. I think the Magic will make a competitive series, but I just think at the end of the day, Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, Max Strus, and these guys that have all been there before, been in these big moments before, been in the postseason before, they will just have a little bit more experience. They can limit the runs that the Magic may go on. And, you know, like I said, Paolo Banchero, Jalen Suggs, and guys like that, they just don't quite have the Cole Anthony. They just don't quite have the experience that these guys do. And that means a lot. So I'll take Cleveland, but I think the Magic will make it interesting. But I'm going to take Cleveland in that series. Suns and Timberwolves, I really don't know. I'm going to say that for a lot of these Western Conference matchups. I really don't know. I mean, this is what KD, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal got together for. This is why they're here. Eric Gordon is, by the way, a game time decision. But look, the Suns are healthy, but the Timberwolves have been playing well. They just got healthy too. They got Anthony Edwards. They got Ant-Man. They got Cat. They got Rudy Gobert. They've been playing well all season. Mike Conley coming back, being a veteran presence. That's going to be a fun, fun series. 76ers and Knicks. Look, the 76ers only dropped because Joel Embiid is out. I think the Knicks will make it interesting, but they don't really have. I know Mitchell. I believe Mitchell Robinson is back for the Knicks, but nobody is. Mitchell Robinson can only do so much with Joel Embiid. He ain't messing with Joel. So I'm taking the 76ers in that. The Knicks, I think they'll get a game, maybe two. It might go six, but I'm taking the Sixers at the end of the day. Tyrese Maxey is nasty as well. Lakers and Nuggets, I think this will be interesting. I think the Lakers will definitely give them some work. The Lakers have just gotten healthy, too. Jared Vanderbilt could come back. He's a game-time decision. We'll see if he plays. Christian Wood and Cam Reddish are also game-time decisions as well. So the Lakers are getting healthy at the right time. This was a rematch of the Western Conference Final. This will be a rematch of the Western Conference Finals last year, if you remember. So the Lakers, LeBron and AD, if they're LeBron and AD, they can compete with anybody, even the defending champs. But I will say, I'm going to take the Nuggets. With all that being said, I'm going to still take the Nuggets because the Nuggets are just that good. They've been playing all well. They've been playing well all season long. And I just really don't see – I don't see the Lakers beating them. I don't see the Lakers being able to get over that hump. If they have – if somebody besides LeBron and AD has a good series throughout the series, like if they have a consistently good series, then maybe they can get it done. But they're going to need – one of the others to step up, not for a game, but for the entire series. Or they're going to need somebody each game to have a big game. So can the Lakers do that? I don't know. But I'm going to go with the Nuggets. So that's what I got. And real quick, Sunday, Mavericks and Clippers, that matchup is already set. Pacers and Bucks, that matchup is already set. I got the Bucks, even if Giannis is missing for the first couple of games. Dame can win them a game or two. So I have the Bucks and Mavs Clippers. That, again, could go either way. But I'm going to take the Clippers, though. I think the Clippers are going to make the Western Conference Finals this year. They've been kind of going under the radar, handling their business. Everybody's bought into their role. I think the Clippers make it to the Western Conference Finals, and they could give the Nuggets a run for their money. I think it'll be a Nuggets-Clippers-Western Conference Finals. But the Mavs, they're really good, too. Kyrie and Luka, that chemistry is really, really clicking right now. So the West, like I said, is going to be super, super fun. So we'll see what happens. You can always tweet me your thoughts at underscore Dylan Matthews. And guess what? I need you to call me up right now as well. 404-726-0929. Again, 404-726-0929. That is the number because you know what's going on next. It's Grillin' Dylan. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. 404-726-0929 is the number. You want to talk about the NBA playoffs. You want to talk about what the Hawks should do this offseason. You want to talk about what the Falcons should do in the draft. You want to talk about the Braves who are back in action tonight. We'll mention that on the other side a little bit too. Whatever you want to talk about, movies, life, sports, don't matter. We can do it next right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Hey,
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Final moments here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. And I should say, final full segment here. Not quite the final moments yet, but the final full segments here on the Hometown Take. We'll get to Grillin' Dylan here in just a couple of minutes. But I do want to quickly mention that the Braves are back home in the friendly confines of Truist Park tonight as they going to start a three-game series, nine-game homestand overall, but they start a three-game series with the defending World Series champion Texas Rangers. Tonight it is going to be Chris Sale and Andrew Heaney on the mound. And look, Braves, a little bit of a measuring stick test. I mean, I think they're better than the Rangers, but, you know, you are taking on defending World Series champions. You are at home, starting off a nine-game homestand. It is a Friday. Go get a win and go win this series against the Texas Rangers. It'll be nice to get a sweep, but, again, they're the Rangers. They're still a very good baseball team. They are the defending World Series champions, even though they aren't obviously the same team from last year. But at least get the win tonight. Keep that winning streak going. Extend that winning streak a little bit. Continue to create space between you and the rest of the NL East. And go ahead and get the job done. Hopefully, Marcel keeps hitting well. Hopefully, Rondo Cunha Jr. hitting his first home run the other day in that series finale against the Astros is a sign of things to come for him as far as his power goes. But as long as he keeps hitting and stealing bases and wreaking havoc against these opposing teams, I'll be fine with it. And Orlando Arcia has been playing very well, too, and hopefully he keeps that going. And there you have it. So hopefully the Braves can get themselves a win tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 7:20 p.m., I believe. Triple-checking that for you right now. It is set for, yes, 7:20, and the game is going to be on Apple TV+. So if you're a streamer like myself and you have Apple TV, then you can watch the game there. I think with it being on Apple TV, not sure if it'll still be on Bally or not, but I'm pretty sure it's only on Apple TV. But anywho, that is where you can find the game for sure. All right, with that being said, got a few minutes left here in this segment, so let's get to it. Let's get to Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929. 404-726-0929 is the number to get in and chop it up with your boy about whatever you like. Yeah, we can talk about movies, music, life, sports, talking about Braves, Hawks, Falcons, Atlanta United, who also is in action this weekend. They'll be taking on FC Cincinnati right here in the friendly confines of Mercedes-Benz Stadium as well. Should be a pretty good match. Should be a winnable match for Atlanta United, though. And again, they'll be right here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Saturday, tomorrow. So whatever you want to talk about, we can do it right now. And let's go ahead and head out to the phones. Let's head out to Coach Adams. Coach, happy Friday to you, man. How you feeling this morning?
Great. Happy Friday to you too, Dilla.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
The Hawks trade.
Okay.
It's gotta happen. One's gotta go.
That's right. That's right, Coach.
Is it Trey or is it DJ? One's gotta go. I would say based on the way DJ played, it seemed like the team played better and had more touches around him. It seemed like it was more of a team. You know what I mean?
I absolutely do. I agree with you on that, too. I do think Trae Young is a better passer as far as kind of the pass he can make, but as far as facilitation goes, which there's a difference, Coach, you know, there's a difference between being able to pass and being able to facilitate. DeJounte Murray is the better facilitator, so I agree with you on that.
So I would say probably Trey's got to go, but of course, you know, still with several years left on his contract, we got to make sure we get a good complimentary player with him.
Right.
Question is, who do we go get?
That is a very good question, Coach, and I appreciate the phone call, brother. You have a great weekend. As far as who we go get, if we trade Trey, I think we get back mostly draft picks, to be honest with you, Coach. If they end up trading Trae Young, I think it's a draft. You'll get you'll get some players just because the money has to match. You can't necessarily make it match with the draft picks. But as far as a player goes, I think you'll get a few decent players. And if you get, you end up getting Trey, that means you're going to build around DeJounte and Jaylen, and you'll get some complimentary pieces. And maybe you try to package those to go get a bigger star to go next to DeJounte. Maybe get a true, again, shooting guard who can move without the ball. Again, a Klay Thompson, when Klay Thompson is prime. Not Klay Thompson now, but Klay Thompson is prime. You need to go get a guy like that, whether you have Trey or DeJounte, because, again, both are ball-dominant guards, and that's why they don't work together. So you need a guy who can move well off the ball, score without the ball. And if you trade Trey, you're probably getting mostly draft picks and complimentary players that can maybe be good bench players or just be good role players. So I'm not exactly sure. I think if you trade DeJounte, though, you'll end up getting a better overall player. You'll probably get a starter, maybe fringe all-star type of player back for DeJounte. But if you trade Trey, it's mostly going to be about getting draft picks back in return. But we'll see. But look, you get more if you trade Trey. You're not going to get as much as if you trade DeJounte. That's the bottom line. Okay, real quick, let's hit my guy Skip. Skip out there riding around and getting in the ATL. What's going on, Skip? How you doing, brother man?
What's going on right quick, Dylan?
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Coach made some good points. But I want to take it to another level. Nobody took it to another level. I'm going to take this up to another level.
Take it there,
Trey.
Skip.
I like Trey, but I think it's really time to let Trey go. Like everybody's saying, the team do look kind of different because everybody gets hands and touch the ball. But I'm going to tell you two things. One, Trey, if you ever notice, if you look at the All-Star thing and what's going on with the world basketball thing, for some reason, a lot of people don't want to play with Trey. So that's why you can't get nobody to come. That's one thing, and by looking at the players around the league don't want to play with Trey for some reason.
Right.
So that's one. Number two, I have to blame the coach a little bit, too, on the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
I understand he liked to get people into training and this and that, but A.J. Griffin and Kobe, and there's another player who they just let go, who they didn't even play, was Van Bleek.
V. Krejci? Talking about V. Krejci?
Yeah. See, you got some players. Mm-hmm. The Hawks got some players. I just think we need one more forward, or we need a starting center.
Yeah.
Because Capella got to go, too.
He does.
I like Capella, but
yeah, he got to go.
He got to go. I think we need a center who can shoot three, because your centers are shooting threes now. So we don't need nobody to protect the rim. That's all good. But we need a 3-point shooting start of center. But somehow everybody in the league, it's just not like Atlanta. Don't nobody want to play with Trey for some reason.
Yeah.
So that's why I say we keep DeJounte and we go from there. Hey, I'll holler at you later, Dylan.
All right, Skip. I'll holler at you later, brother. Have a great weekend, man. I always get to chop it up with you. Yeah, look, and I'll have a couple seconds here. So I'll say this. For some reason, it does seem like Trey isn't the most well-liked around the league. And look, in this league today, you need at least two. You need at least two superstar caliber guys. They tried it with DeJounte. It didn't work. Can you get another superstar in to go next to Trey? That's the question I think they have to answer for themselves. If not, they need to go in a different direction, and that, whether that's build around DeJounte or blow it all up and start all over Trey and DeJounte both. So we'll see what they end up doing, but they got to get better complimentary players, got to get more, got to get a deeper bench too, because that's also the other thing. Their bench isn't that great. Like, in that run when they made in 2021, they had a deep bench. You had Danilo Gallinari, you had Lou Williams. I think Bogey or Kevin Herter were coming off the bench at that point. So you had bench guys. Remember, we call them the bench mob. We had a name for our bench. We don't got a name for our bench now. We don't got no bench mob. So something to think about. All right. We got to hand things off to the morning shift. They are at the Miracle Open golf tournament out there in Stone Mountain. We'll see what that's all about, and we'll see what they got coming up on a Friday edition of the program right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Final moments here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. And I should say, final full segment here. Not quite the final moments yet, but the final full segments here on the Hometown Take. We'll get to Grillin' Dylan here in just a couple of minutes. But I do want to quickly mention that the Braves are back home in the friendly confines of Truist Park tonight as they going to start a three-game series, nine-game homestand overall, but they start a three-game series with the defending World Series champion Texas Rangers. Tonight it is going to be Chris Sale and Andrew Heaney on the mound. And look, Braves, a little bit of a measuring stick test. I mean, I think they're better than the Rangers, but you know, you are taking on defending World Series champions. You are at home, starting off a nine-game homestand. It is a Friday. Go get a win and go win this series against the Texas Rangers. It'll be nice to get a sweep, but again, they're the Rangers. They're still a very good baseball team. They are the defending World Series champions, even though they aren't obviously the same team from last year. But at least get the win tonight. Keep that winning streak going. Extend that winning streak a little bit. Continue to create space between you and the rest of the NL East. And go ahead and get the job done. Hopefully, Marcel keeps hitting well. Hopefully, Rondo Cunha Jr. hitting his first home run the other day in that series finale against the Astros is a sign of things to come for him as far as his power goes. But as long as he keeps hitting and stealing bases and wreaking havoc against these opposing teams, I'll be fine with it. And Orlando Arcia has been playing very well, too, and hopefully he keeps that going. And there you have it. So hopefully the Braves can get themselves a win tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 7:20 p.m., I believe. Triple checking that for you right now. It is set for, yes, 7:20, and the game is going to be on Apple TV Plus. So if you're a streamer like myself and you have Apple TV, then you can watch the game there. Not, I think with it being on Apple TV, not sure if it'll still be on Bally or not, but I'm pretty sure it's only on Apple TV. But anywho, that is where you can find the game for sure. All right. With that being said, got a few minutes left here in this segment, so let's get to it. Let's get to Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929. 404-726-0929 is the number to get in and chop it up with your boy about whatever you like. Yeah, we can talk about movies, music, life, sports, talking about Braves, Hawks, Falcons, Atlanta United, who also is in action this weekend. They'll be taking on FC Cincinnati right here in the friendly confines of Mercedes-Benz Stadium as well. Should be a pretty good match. Should be a winnable match for Atlanta United, though. And again, they'll be right here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Saturday, tomorrow. So whatever you want to talk about, we can do it right now. And let's go ahead and head out to the phones. Let's head out to Coach Adams. Coach, happy Friday to you, man. How you feeling this morning?
Great. Happy Friday to you too, Dilla.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
The Hawks trade.
Okay.
It's gotta happen. One's gotta go.
That's right. That's right, Coach.
Is it Trey or is it DJ? One's gotta go. I would say based on the way DJ played, it seemed like the team played better and had more touches around him. It seemed like it was more of a team. You know what I mean?
I absolutely do. I agree with you on that, too. I do think Trae Young is a better passer as far as kind of the pass he can make. But as far as facilitation goes, which there's a difference, Coach. You know there's a difference between being able to pass and being able to facilitate. DeJounte Murray is the better facilitator. So I agree with you on that.
So I would say probably Trey's got to go. But, of course, you know, still with several years left on his contract, we got to make sure we get a good complementary player with him.
Right.
Question is, who do we go get?
That is a very good question, Coach. And I appreciate the phone call, brother. You have a great weekend. As far as who we go get, if we trade Trey, I think we get back mostly draft picks, to be honest with you, Coach. If they end up trading Trae Young, I think it's a draft. You'll get some players just because the money has to match. You can't necessarily make it match with the draft picks. But as far as a player goes, I think you'll get a few decent players. And if you end up getting Trey, that means you're going to build around DeJounte and Jaylen, and you'll get some complimentary pieces. And maybe you try to package those to go get a bigger star to go next to DeJounte, maybe get a true, again, shooting guard who can move without the ball. Again, a Klay Thompson, when Klay Thompson is prime. Not Klay Thompson now, but Klay Thompson is prime. You need to go get a guy like that, whether you have Trey or DeJounte, because, again, both are ball-dominant guards, and that's why they don't work together. So you need a guy who can move well off the ball, score without the ball. And if you trade Trey, you're probably getting mostly draft picks and complimentary players that can maybe be good bench players or just be good role players. So I'm not exactly sure. I think if you trade DeJounte, though, you'll end up getting a better overall player. You'll probably get a starter, maybe fringe all-star type of player back for DeJounte. But if you trade Trey, it's mostly going to be about getting draft picks back in return. But we'll see. But look, you get more if you trade Trey. You're not going to get as much if you trade DeJounte. That's the bottom line. Okay, real quick, let's hit my guy Skip. Skip out there riding around and getting in the ATL. What's going on, Skip? How you doing, brother, man?
What's going on right quick, Dylan?
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Coach made some good points. But I want to take it to another level. Nobody took it to another level. I'm going to take this up to another level.
Take it, with
Trey.
Skip.
I like Trey, but it's time. I think it's really time to let Trey go. Like everybody's saying, the team do look kind of different because everybody gets hands and touch the ball. But I'm going to tell you two things. One, Trey if you ever notice, if you look at the All-Star thing and what's going on with the world basketball thing, for some reason, a lot of people don't want to play with Trey. So that's why you can't get nobody to come. That's one thing you ain't anybody looking at. The players around the league don't want to play with Trey for some reason.
Right.
So that's one. Number two, I have to blame the coach a little bit, too, in the offseason. Mm-hmm. I understand he liked to get people into training and this and that. But A.J. Griffin and Kobe, and there's another player who they just let go, who they has been played with, Van Vliet.
V. Krejci? Talking about V. Krejci?
Yeah. See, you got some players. Mm-hmm. The Hawks got some players. I just think we need one more forward, or we need a starting setter.
Yeah.
Because Capella got to go, too.
He does.
To go. I like Capella, but
yeah, he got to go.
He got to go. I think we need a center who can shoot three, because your centers are shooting threes now. So we don't need nobody to protect the rim. That's all good. But we need a 3-point shooting start of center. But somehow everybody in the league is just not. It's just not like Atlanta. Don't nobody want to play with Trey for some reason.
Yeah.
So that's why I say we keep Jante and we go from there. Hey, I'll holler at you later, Dylan.
All right, Skip. I'll holler at you later, brother. Have a great weekend, man. I always get to chop it up with you. Yeah, look, and I'll have a couple seconds here. So I'll say this. For some reason, it does seem like Trey isn't the most well-liked around the league. And look, in this league today, you need at least two. You need at least two superstar caliber guys. They tried it with DeJounte. It didn't work. Can you get another superstar in to go next to Trey? That's the question I think they have to answer for themselves. If not, they need to go in a different direction, and that, whether that's build around DeJounte or blow it all up and start all over Trey and DeJounte both. So we'll see what they end up doing, but they got to get better complimentary players. Got to get more. Got to get a deeper bench too, because that's also the other thing. Their bench isn't that great. Like in that run when they made in 2021, they had a deep bench. You had Danilo Gallinari. You had Lou Williams. I think Bogey or Kevin Herter were coming off the bench at that point. So you had bench guys. Remember we call them the bench mob. We had a name for our bench. We don't got a name for our bench now. We don't got no bench mob. So something to think about. All right. We got to hand things off to the morning shift. They are at the Miracle Open golf tournament out there in Stone Mountain. We'll see what that's all about, and we'll see what they got coming up on a Friday edition of the program right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.